Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Yes to death. Ladies and gentlemen, right in the palm of your hand. I know last episode was a week ago. I was supposed to drop one Sunday, but ladies and gentlemen, your boy has been busy. Once again, going through experiences to be able to share what I go through for you to grasp and knowledge it, to absorb it and apply it. Ooh, wee, baby. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, a thank you. Of course, if you can, I would love for you to help and donate this program by $1, $5, $10. Help and subscribe. So let's help this platform to elevate and grow. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fresh all around the world in the palm of your hand. Let's go. So what is today's segment? What is today's segment? Man, these past couple of days, it's crazy to say that I've been learning each day on it. And it, what's really crazy is about being rooted. Being rooted. And, you know, I looked up the definition on it. Okay. I was like, being rooted, is it a noun? Is it a verb? An adjective? And what I read about it, it's basically is a verb. Okay. Talk about grow roots. Also, you know, it goes deeper and firmer. And why am I bringing that up? Well, because it also states that being rooted where you're at, being grounded. And this past Sunday in service, you know, the pastor said to be grounded, to be rooted. Are you rooted with yourself? Are you happy through yourself? Do you got the roots like a tree to go all the way down in the soil, so if a wind or hurricane comes through, it won't brush you away. It won't rip you up and toss you. Don't break this definition in two different ways, but understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that are you grounded by your roots into the soil? We go through life each and every day. And understand that the way you grow your roots is the obstacles you face, the challenges you overcome. It's hard. But understand that if you're grounded and rooted, you're able to stay firm and be deep. Life throws things at you unexpected. We can't control it. We can't control the problem that we wake up to. We can't control the problem we go to bed to. We think about the problem. But how rooted are you? How grounded are you? You know, the crazy things about being rooted is that you need soil. You have not seen the plant grow its roots in concrete, on pavement, on turf, only in soil. You know, what I've learned about it, because also in the scripture about being rooted, is that God wants you to be rooted in His word. Be rooted in his love. And sometimes it's hard for us as humans because we are too used to this world. We are used to the things that we do. And majority of people are not ready to be rooted into his love or be rooted into his guidance. And I think that's why we walk amongst the fields in the woods, because we're not rooted. And understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that do these milestones that you walk through are lessons to learn and lessons to grow. Without lessons, you're not elevating your structure. You're not elevating your personality. And it's hard that sometimes when you go and face these amazing trials, they help you and develop you. But if you're not rooted, you're able just going to be like just a plant of weeds or a broken tree when the storm comes. You know, when you ever see a storm that goes through a city and the oldest tree is able to stay firm on the path that the hurricane came from, or the path that the tornado goes through, right? And it's able to still be where it was planted. And why am I saying that to you is because understand that we can't control, like I said, but as long as we are grounded in the soil of the Word of God and the Word of yourself, because it takes a lot of strength and it takes a lot of knowledge and it takes a lot of lessons for you to understand that for you to be rooted and grounded, you have to go through these crazy life experience. So as I basically read some of these amazing scriptures to understand that, where am I getting this? Is that sometimes when we go through it and also being rooted, it reminds us to hold on, to be planted, even through the extreme circumstances or concerns. But when you firmly, deeply implanted and know that your roots are really deep in, develops stability. So as I say, ladies and gentlemen, for you to understand the way you walk in your life each and every day, to make sure that you're seeking your roots and being rooted deeper into the soil, understand that it is committed to the God of your faith. It's not easy to walk out. But do the hardest things that you face. You may get discouraged. Have the choice to choose where you want to be planted and stick with yourself and your higher power. Because these storms are crazy. The weather is crazy. When these massive storms come, just know that wherever your faith is landed, it could basically withstand the extreme conditions. Because with the word of staying firm and deeply rooted, we're able to give you the ability to stand against it. Because you know the wrongdoer and the evildoer will try to rip you up and tear you out. Yeah, I know you're not immortal, but understand we are human. We are due face the hardest troubles and temptation and depression and stress each and every day sometimes. When things are not working out, when things are crumbling, when things are collapsing in front of you. Stay firm. Stay strong within yourself. And then you get closer to the Word. When you stay focused on the path of your journey, In your religion, I ask and I pray for you to not give up hope on you. Do not give up faith on you. But as I say to this, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. The best ways to be rooted is to work for the satisfaction of God and focus on His purpose. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you're growing in the soil, faith is blooming in front of you. Because you're able to stay focused. The key is being rooted, is always coming back to Jesus and back to you. You have to make sure that you set the foundation with you and with your higher power. Because sometimes in life, we really feel like we're stuck. And things are not working. Things are not moving. And we're getting tired. We're getting frustrated. We're casting our fists to the sky and asking God why. But don't cast. Just believe. Because when you have patience and when you have ability, being humbled and staying fast, you're able to basically take your eyes on the problems and take the eyes of you, put your eyes to the sky, and let the Father guide you and plant you. Let me rephrase that. Take your eyes off of you and turn your eyes to the sky so you could get planted. Ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful. That is so powerful. But understand, you need to access into your thoughts and actions. It's truly being led by God. It is. If they are, then that's great. If not, realign yourself so you are. As I shared this with you, ladies and gentlemen, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel stressed. Don't get depressed. Things are not working out your way. Take a step back and observe. Are you rooted in the soil where you need to be to stay firm in the storm that's coming? Or are you planted or right now that you're facing in the storm right now? Because we are... We face the hardest troubles sometimes. And I give you a perfect example that happened to me today. If it wasn't for my friend, basically making sure that I was planted in God's word. Because what she said, man, it must be feel great that you're getting all this pressure and all the problems being poured on you. She says, you know what that means? I was like, what? She says, it's growth. Elevation. They're going to elevate you. God's going to elevate you, but He's teaching you. Teaching me about problems. She's like, you don't get it. Teaching you to be built to be solutions, problem solver, an executor. Execution. Let me rephrase that. To execute the things that you need to be done. My mind was foggy. I was determined to get locked up today because what I've heard that really mentally put me into a state of mind that I would not let no one touch my family. If anyone put any harm to my family, I would definitely go to prison for it. And I would definitely have a smile. But understand that avenue. that I just said. That I wanted to put so much trouble into this person's life, physically and mentally damage this person. And I knew that the wrongdoer was saying, what did he do? And what did he affected by his actions to make you feel this way? My energy was low. My posture was down. And I knew that my determination of destruction on this person was in motion. And by God's knowledge of sending an amazing instrument and a vessel to help me, to say, before you leave, let's look at this. What would Jesus and God do? Because the problems that he's giving you for you to really solve them. I was like, solve them? What the I don't want to solve them. I want to do damage. But then I'll be a hypocrite. I'll be a false talk. I will be a non-believer. I'll be one of, you know, a hypocrite. But I was able to learn what I was able to share what I learned today. God. And she helped me out. She said, God will give you problems for you to solve. I was like, God gave me so much problems today. I've never experienced so much problems in my life. I felt like, ladies and gentlemen, I had like two big anchors crashing down on me. Never felt like, it's just like, you know when you get pressured on and you feel that, like you're feeling like you're suffocating? Now think about it three times more. Like you're like in a little box, right? And oh, wow. This was meant for me to say for you guys. It's meant to be. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, right? Who strengthens me. When I read that verse, I know that what I was going through and all that burden, suffering that I was facing it, and anger and rage I was going against. But God says, read this verse, my son. I can do all things through me, which I strengthen you. I provide strength for you. I forget. You know, I speak. I might not be a deacon or a pastor. I'm not them. But I'm a man of God by the man of who I am. Yes, I'm a sinner. You know, I'm not no false doctrine or anything like that, but I'm able to express what I go through by what I've learned from, and that's keeping it real. You got to be real with yourself, and I'm being real right now, because if it wasn't listening to Sarah to help me change my perspective on doing harm to someone that I knew that the repercussions could have been deadly, or it could have been federal, and then it would have been a ripple effect, that all the hard work that I've developed and all the hard work I put together could have crumbled instantly. And then like my boy Alex said, Joey, that's what the devil does. Is he knows that he can't get to you because how strong you are, what you learn, but he's going to get to you some way, somehow, and he's going to use your family. He's going to use your friends. He's going to use the person you love, because he knew the way will affect you is someone that means so much to you. Whew. And I said, you know what? And I was thanking God. Thank you for putting me in this problem. Thank you for giving me the wisdom to solve it. Thank you for providing the people in my path for me to help to filter it. And then I did my devotion, Philippians 4 and 13. And the reason why I share that with you, because I wasn't rooted at the time. I wasn't grounded at the time. My roots were coming up like someone was about to pull me out. And I already made the decision and I said no. God says, hold on, son. Let me get my handy dandy little hand shuffle. Get some soil and just put more around you. Oh, put some water on you. Make sure that you stay firm, stable. Is it easy? No. Is it hard? Yes. Is it meant to be easy? If it's hard, yes. But the lessons you get from it, the lessons you learn from it, able to receive it, to share it, receive it and give it. The lessons and problems you basically face will give you the ability to solve it and give you the ability to share what you're going through, like I'm doing. I know we have like some difficulties right now, but you know what? I want to say this mentally before you, because I'm not going to let the evil one destroy this, that you need to hear this, because we all need it. But understand, as I end this segment, I want to give you a pause for prayer. If it's okay, bow your head and listen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, whoever is listening on the other side of the phone or on the other side of this broadcast, I ask you to guide them, protect them, to enlighten them, to embrace them with abundance of love and joy, to provide the soil for your child, to provide the water for your child, provide the light to your child as you give me light to share on this amazing platform for what you have given me through my experience, for helping me to overcome what the wrongdoer was going to do to me. I pray that wherever the listener, whoever is listening, the outcome, the battle they're facing, their financial troubles, the lost love, I ask to pray that you give it to them. Because I know, Lord, through all things that we provide by the grace of your love, you're there to help us and guide us. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that whatever the person's going through, that you be the shepherd in the field to call them by their name, to bring them back as you brought me back. As I pray, oh Heavenly Father, wherever direction they're facing and going, that you will help and guide them in the right direction. Help and guide them to show them that you are there in person, in spirit, in mind, in love. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will guide them in the right way by the way you share with me. As I end this amazing prayer, I have to say thank you so much, Lord Jesus Christ, for what you have given me, what you have provided me, what you have taught me through all my obstacles and problems, because you gave me the lessons I need to know to share. We say amen. Oh, Heavenly, got caught in the moment. So ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, I ask you, that moving forward, make sure that you're rooted, you're grounded, you're firm, But as well, make sure that you're able to share this with somebody that needs it. Because you don't know if someone is going through what you needed to know. Because don't let your cup be full. Share a full cup. Because someone needs to know someone who needs to grow. Ooh, someone needs to know when someone needs to grow. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I end this segment tonight, to be rooted, to be grounded, to understand where you're heading in life is going to be a struggle, it's going to be a fight, it's going to be a storm. But you have to equip materials and tools and love by the greatest power. And I wanted to be that person to share this with you from what I've gone through, for not to fall in the same wrong state of mind. But you know what? I overcame it. I overachieved it. And I thank the people he has in my life to help me. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Alex. I thank everyone. I thank you. I thank you. So thank you so much for listening to your boy, Joey Fresh.